Hey guys, welcome to OCD. This is Lou.
And this is Xing. Together, we are the Ordinary Candid Duo.
Aloha everyone, this is Lou.
And this is Xing.
And today we're talking about the very interesting topic that everyone's probably paying attention to, which is how to stay sane during COVID-19 and still be yourself. And we're going to start off with some fun fact. So Xinhui, do you want to start with the first fun fact?
Oh, yes. Do you actually know that the oldest person who recovered is actually a 103-year-old grandma from China? And she recovered after being treated for 6 days in Wuhan. And I mean, closer to home, that means in the UK. So recently, a war veteran, aged 99, actually raised £4 billion for the Britain's NHS by walking around his garden for 100 laps before he turns 100. So these are just very heartwarming fun facts that I received. What about you, Lou? What do you find?
So I think a fun fact that we've discovered is how different nations are showing their ways of appreciating the health workers. So I've noticed some rainbows on the wall in my neighborhoods, drawn by like cute kids, I guess, in UK. And there are people who hang like those paper swans on their windows. They're weekly clappings to cheer for the care workers. And, you know, we're like, a funny story was the other day I was just studying and my roommate was like, Lou, I think there are beggars outside of our doors clapping on like place and stuff. And I was like, what? That is what? So weird. I went out to check. It was actually the day, you know, it's supposed to clapping, and there were our neighbors, you know, using kitchen utensils, clapping and stuff. So they were making a noise, and my roommate thought it was beggars.
Beggar.
And it was very funny. That was interesting.
That's interesting indeed. Another fun fact is I'm pretty sure everyone's on social media very often right now. So I hope you actually saw the cute video about this guy who actually got himself a girlfriend during the lockdown. So he actually was doing his photography project and he saw this really cute girl dancing on the rooftop. So he used his drone and got super creative about it to ask his neighbor out, which is the girl, and they actually went out on a date. So yeah,
wow, that creativity. Is really sweet. Yeah, wow, that's how you get the girl.
Yes, do what it takes.
Relating to that fun fact, there's another fun fact is the Pornhub in Italy actually has free subscription for all Italians. It's an adult entertainment website, and it offers the free premium for a whole month in France and Spain to help people coping with staying indoors. Very creative idea as well.
Very lucky guys indeed. And girls.
And girls. You know, yes. In those countries. So yeah.
Yeah. So I actually was just like scrolling through my social media and I saw this very interesting article about COVID having a sound. So this
That's
is
crazy.
Actually,
what? Having a sound?
Yeah. So this actually done by an engineering professor from MIT. So he said that it's a musical representation of the virus, of the protein.
Okay.
So if you want to find out more, go check out World Economic Forum, so you can find more information about how COVID actually has a sound.
I need to go check that out after this.
Yes.
So a lot of people, you guys probably don't know, is since we're doing the social distancing, me and Xing, we are actually doing this through Zoom. And what's been funny is I've been looking through some websites or just news. People were talking about how individuals are making Zooms more entertaining for like work meeting and stuff. Some people would have like roller coaster videos, like, you know, in their background. So all you can see is like people doing roller coaster over and over again, which is quite crazy. And but I think, you know, they're trying to make things more entertaining and more fun for everyone who's doing Zoom meetings, which I bet a lot of you guys have.
Yes, be it for lecture or like, you know, for students as for work adults as well. Yeah.
So I think we want to kind of, you know, besides those fun facts, we do want to talk about what is happening in our home countries and also where we're currently at.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we want to talk about what's happening in terms of with COVID-19 in Malaysia, China, and UK. So Xinhui, do you want to share about what is happening in Malaysia?
Oh, yes, definitely. So I haven't been keeping up with all the news, but I've just been really, really proud being a citizen of Malaysia,
yeah.
Especially when all this, when COVID started, because Malaysia actually started the MCO. So it's called the Movement Control Order on the 18th March, relatively early, mm-hmm. very early as compared to a lot of the countries, and one of the earliest in Southeast Asia, actually. So, but recently it has been extended to April 28th. So this week is actually the third phase of MCO, and the Ministry of Health said that Malaysia actually have flattened the pandemic curve at the end of the second phase of MCO.
Oh, so wow. That's impressive. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, that's very good news. And there are also lower number of cases compared to what was predicted by JP Morgan, because according to the International Bank prediction on the March 23rd, COVID-19 cases were actually peaked around mid-April, which is right now, with 6,300 cases. But it stands at only 1,986 cases on April 14th, which is much, much lower than predicted.
Wow.
And yeah, so it doesn't just stop there. So, and today I just checked, Malaysia's daily new cases dipped to 54, which is a double digit, which is the lowest since MCO began. So
that's really good. That's really good.
Wow. So it's looking really positive back home, and I've just been really proud. So thank you to my fellow Malaysian for being so disciplined. So they call it like duduk diam diam di rumah. That means stay at home and be quiet. So everyone's been hashtagging that. So I hope any of our listeners, like you guys, are doing that. So thank you for just like, you know, being disciplined, sticking by the rules, and just being supportive and appreciative of the frontliners. Yeah. And it's also pretty similar to what we see here in the UK, like long lines in supermarkets. And it's quite interesting because like I said just now, like we've all been on social media. So everyone's just been posting about how the packed, normally very packed highways are just very, very quiet with people working from home. So I guess I just have to commend Malaysian authorities for taking timely action to keep this under control. And they actually do fine and take really strict enforcement for people who goes against the MCO and not practicing social distancing.
That's
so that's
really
some
good.
Update in Malaysia. Very, yeah. Very proud indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good. So the update in China, I feel like everyone kind of knows probably if you like are happy on news. Yes, originally, you know, the outbreak started in China, but they're still trying to trace where it's originated from, and there's a huge debate over that. But I'm not going to go into that because it's too much politics involved. So I guess I'm just going to give some statistics. Currently, China has a cumulative confirmed cases of a little over 84,000. So 1,700 around that number are currently confirmed number. So which dropped a lot significantly from previous, you know, around January. And over 77,000 people recovered, which is impressive. There were over 4,000 cases of death and little over 1,000 that have no symptoms. But don't, you know, we should also take seriously with those non-symptom showing patients.
Because, that's actually a date list, actually.
Yeah, they're crazy. They could not, they're crazy, but I'm just saying that they could spread the virus
without
because they don't have the symptoms. And then 319 cities out of 338 cities have zero confirmed case now, which is good. Some provinces still do require residents to wear masks and do avoid mass gatherings. However, most public areas like parks, library, or other places are open, and schools are actually planning to reopen soon. And the Chinese scientists are partnering up with scientists from Germany, US, and the UK to investigate, like, you know, to develop the vaccine for this virus. For example, one of the new Chinese hero, the scientists, Zhou Nanshen, I think a lot of people probably know him or don't know him, but he's like a huge help in terms of trying to help China to go through this virus phase. And he has been sharing methods to control the virus spreading with world leader and leading scientists in those countries. And also another thing that China has been doing is that it has been sending medical supplies and like masks or like medicines and stuff, and also doctors to countries, you know, with most severe cases like Italy, UK, and other countries as well. So they're actually using each province is helping each country. So it's very interesting. That's like a system.
How wow.
Yeah.
For medical I'm glad support. China is that big right now. So it's able to help a lot more
people. I know, right? Each province with one country. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah. So there's also like a huge concern in China, which is increasing inflow population into China, because a lot of students and workers abroad are quite concerned about their situation being abroad, so they decided to come back to China. So they have brought a lot of cases back to China, which is something that is quite concerning. Yeah, but I'm really proud of, you know, how Chinese government, like, you know, dealt with this whole situation, and it's good that, you know, China is kind of acting as a world citizen, you know, country to help other countries to help to go through this phase as well. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure it mustn't be easy, because a lot of Chinese actually have been indoors for quite some time, and now it's good. Yeah, so it's good to see the economy and everything slowly opening up, and everything it's being normalized right now.
I know, because especially how China is such a huge, you know, plays such a huge role in the whole world economy. It's good that it's kind of coming up. So the whole world economy has some hope in terms of going back on track. And actually my parents and my family back home, they've stayed at home for more than a month. Like they did not go out at all for like a whole month. It's crazy.
But let's talk a bit about here, like currently where we are right now. So I guess I think UK started off a lot slower than a lot of the countries. And Lou, do you want to explain more about this?
Yeah, so UK started off not, you know, a big deal, and then they proposed the whole idea of herd immunity, which is, I personally think it's crazy. But some people would like think differently. But a lot of scientists in the UK strongly against that when the government was like, okay, we're going to try to pursue
for the idea.
Herd immunity. Mm-hmm. For the idea, right? Because the whole idea behind it is that everyone should
get infected.
And then so they will build immune system within themselves. And then
everyone will recover together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That would release NHS pressure, you know, and they will be able to help those with more severe condition, and then the people with lighter condition can just fight it off. But that's crazy. I don't think that's how it works. I think everyone needs the medical supports if, you know, they are infected. And currently there are more than 100,000 confirmed cases and total around 15,000 deaths already, which is crazy. More than 400,000 tests count, like tests have been
being done,
being done, and then close to 31.99. So like I would say 32% positive rate, which is quite high, and 13.54% mortality rate, which is the highest among the European countries, with Italy followed as the second and Belgium as the third. I was surprised to find out that Belgium was the third.
Very heard about Belgian cases, so
it's very interesting. But the lockdown has been extended for another 3 weeks to the May 7th, which is announced on Friday. So this is a very long journey for UK and for us to go through, but we got this, right, Xinhui?
Yes, we got this. We are a few weeks into it and slowly getting used to the lifestyle, I'd say.
Yeah,
it's quite. And we're still surviving.
I feel like this episode aims to, you know, for us to share what our experience has been, you know, during this lockdown.
Yeah.
So should we go more in depth to talk about?
It's quite interesting because I feel like a lot of countries are dealing with the whole pandemic very differently, and I think like a case study would be South Korea, because they actually created the drive-through testing system, and they believe in mass testing. So I guess this is a very effective move, because according to StudyStar, 27% infected are people who are between 20 to 29 years old. So don't think that you're young and you're free from this, because maybe all the parties and soldiers are not doing you any good. So yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's probably the case. Who knows, right?
Yeah.
Also, an interesting country that I mentioned earlier, like Italy. So do you want to, I think you were keeping up with that. So do you want to talk about Italy?
Oh, yeah. So Italian cases actually peak early in March. But so they have been on lockdown since the 9th of March. But so there are a few lessons to learn from an Italian case, because Italy is one of the most severely infected European countries. So, and I think a lot of reports have been saying how the importance of early intervention. Mm-hmm. So although Italian authorities are too slow to implement the lockdown, but they caught up eventually, and I think the reported cases have decreased massively throughout these few weeks. Yeah,
so it's funny how they were saying how, like, before I talk about US, I think they were talking about how UK is gonna, you know, be higher than Italy because all the cases and stuff, but let's hope that's not the case and everything will be okay.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I know, fingers crossed. So for the US, to all my friends in the US, I hope you guys are staying safe and, you know, staying healthy, because the situation in US is not a good example, because I have been keeping up with the news in the US and it doesn't seem quite good. Currently, US has around 700,000 confirmed cases, more than 33,000 cases of death, and more than 22 million people claimed unemployment benefits this last month. And that's quite scary. It's a huge number of people who could become homeless and who could not have the next meal, you know, ready for them. And it's quite a scary situation. And there are a lot of things happening in the US, as there are many, like, major cases carried out against the lockdown in several states. So for example, recently there are a lot of protests that's been happening in the state against lockdown, for claim for the freedom, which I think it's not very logical, but, you know, I hope those people would come to their senses, and go back home. Yeah. And another thing is there are not enough medical equipments for healthcare workers, like masks and gloves. And some of the doctors were out of shifts or lost their jobs because they were wearing self-provided masks and gloves to protect themselves. And that's something that's also shared by one of my friend who is in her third year of medical school. And she mentioned that how that happened to her, you know, in terms of when she'd go to volunteer in local hospital. They advise them to not wear mask because they don't want them to scare other people. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's, wow.
Yeah, I know, it's very interesting. It's being talked about all around the news outlets in the US. And another interesting thing that's happening is that President Trump is trying to convince governors, all the state governors, to lift lockdown, aiming for the beginning of May, because of economic reasons. Since lots of people have lost their jobs, he kind of hopes the economy will come back up. There's still not enough people being tested in the US, as the general public are very concerned about this action. Mm-hmm. And the last, let me not bore you with one more fact, is that there was, and I think there still is, growing discrimination towards Asian populations, as many were verbally attacked and physically attacked in the United States. So that's something that I hope whoever listened to this podcast, you know, like, just be careful, be safe, and please know that we're all in this together, despite your ethnicities. And it's not like,
it's not a person, it's the pandemic itself.
Yeah, so it's a pandemic.
Look at it as a matter instead of like a personal thing.
Yeah, that's what I feel too. So yeah, but I just hope that, I know that there are a lot of people who are very open-minded, but at the same time, we should you know, be more aware that, like, you know, this is something.
Yeah, just
that
be
we
kind. And
yeah, be
yeah,
kind.
It's,
yeah,
yeah,
be kind
it's
to
difficult
others.
Times. Yeah.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. is. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So, I guess after all this information, I think one thing that we all could kind of experience throughout this time is information overload from different sources.
I agree. Yes.
Yeah.
Overload.
So what do you recommend? What do you recommend us to do, Lou? Like, or what have you been practicing yourself?
So what I've been practicing, like, for example, all the interesting fact that I just throw at you, you know, about the US situation. I got those stuff actually from podcasts that are available on like Spotify or any other channels, especially on the topic of COVID-19 or, you know, and the ones that I have been listening to are NPR's Coronavirus Daily and ABS News on COVID-19, What You Need to Know. So if you like search this, it will pop up, and definitely try to, I have been trying to get news from more credible news outlets. So for example, NPR, ABC, BBC, those more credible sources. And, but I think besides those, there are other platforms that we can get information from, right, Xinhui?
Yeah, so I think it's important, since we are bombarded with different kind of like information, to look at, and also to seek to just follow the advice from international organization like the World Health Organization, which I guess very busy period right now for them, and also World Bank or IMF, where economic data and also financial information are given, so that people, especially useful for like business owners and also working adults who just want to keep mm-hmm. in the know about what's happening around the world or what's going to happen.
Yeah, there. I think there are just a lot of false data going, false news going around, like social media. So I think to prevent you from like believing those, go to the credible resources that we've just mentioned would be much helpful, you know, to get a better, clear picture of what's happening around the world. Yeah. And most importantly, a thing that I want to say is, I had the tendency of checking on news about this coronavirus very constantly, you know, Xinhui knows,
yes.
At the beginning stage, but please don't do that. Don't be like Lou. And just check on the news, you know, once per day, and just be updated with what's happening. And that's sufficient, right, Xin?
It's yes. Sufficient. Yes, definitely.
But don't stress yourself out.
Yes, but if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be so updated. So
just be updated once per day is sufficient. One or twice, you know, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, too much of anything is bad, they say. So
yeah, that's true. So yeah, why do we choose to stay in the UK, Xin? Why?
I guess a lot of people are curious as well, since we just mentioned earlier or like discussed about how the whole condition is in the UK. So I'm just going to share a bit about why I personally chose to stay here. So it was actually quite a dilemma for me personally. Because when this outbreak first started, I actually remember texting my parents and that I might be coming home earlier than I expected. So mm-hmm. I guess the decision to stay on was made when I spoke to my sister. And it was quite an experience at that time, because there still isn't any official announcement about university or school closure until the mid of end of March. Mm-hmm. So of course this is sudden, but also an expected move by the authorities. But coming back to the question of why did I stay on, the major reason why is because I just wanted to finish what I started and partially nudge my sister's coming up, upcoming exams. Because I mean, she didn't know what's going to happen, but she knew that the exam is going to take place still. So, you know, being the loving sister I am, so I'm all for that. Nobody gets left behind. So that's why
of course,
I chose to stay
yeah,
here.
You gotta support her here. Yeah.
Yeah, and also because another major reason is because there are elderly in my household. So I just really wouldn't want to be spreading around this virus, touching wood, to these high-risk individuals, especially when they are someone dear to me.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm, so, but with all that saying on, is definitely not all rosy as well. So I always say this to whoever asks me about my opinion about how this whole COVID or pandemic is, this is more emotional than physical to me personally. And of course, I'm not taking my health for granted, but I will get back to this later. How about you, Lou? Why do you choose to stay on?
So interesting. Interesting story with me and Shane, actually, because we actually had our goodbye meeting.
Almost goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. Almost goodbye meeting at the end of March. And I was actually prepared all my, you know, going home equipments, bought my tickets for March 26th, and started packing, which was not a good period. She knows. I was
quite
stressed out and everything. But what's interesting,
no, it's legit, because I mean, imagine packing your whole life across the whole globe again.
Yeah.
It's sudden.
It felt like time passed so fast, and I need to pack up again. And you know how much stuff I have, you know, it's a lot of stuff to deal with. And I already, you know, was going to adopt all my, to give all my plans. To Ingui, and she's going to adopt them as their new babies, as her new babies to take care of. But I got my flight canceled information like one day before, I think. And I was like already half packed. And it was definitely a tough decision to make when I decided to buy the ticket. And I kind of made this decision in terms of, yes, I'm only buying one ticket as my safe bet. And if I get to leave and the flight doesn't get canceled, then I will leave. If the flight got canceled, I will just stay back in the UK. And I think I'm those people who believe in fate, right? So I was like, okay, one ticket is enough to, you know, like to play this whole game. And then my flight got canceled. So I believe my fate. I was like, hey, that probably means that it's not meant for me to go back to China right now. And so also another thing is the trend of going back to China was quite crazy. And all the policies in terms of going back to China, the quarantine policies and everything else, were changing every day, like on a daily basis. So no one knows what's happening. And also the journey going back home is quite scary because you might get infected in a close environment, especially airplane. And also you're exhausted and stressed out and everything else. And it doesn't help with your
emotions. That's how you've been checking your phone every day.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not good. So I originally decided to go home because I felt like it would be safer for me to go back to China. But actually, I realized that this food supply here are actually quite good because the food supply has been my major concern. And one of the major factors that made me decided to go back to China. And also about like unpleasant experiences, which I'm going to talk about that later because because it's not, yeah, it's something else, but yeah.
Yeah, so I guess I previously spoke about how it affects me more emotionally than physically. So I guess it boils down to the sudden goodbyes that we faced during that period. So especially for us, you know, because it's a one-year program that we are on, and we actually still do have like 2 semesters to go. So it was just a lot of mixed emotions at that time. And part of me wish I had spent more time with some of our classmates. Mm-hmm. And another part of me is just to like, hey, like to accept this. And this is just part and parcel of life. And life has to go on. And to know that this is something that I need to get used to. Mm-hmm. So to deal and to be okay with uncertainties, especially when it comes to relationships. So it was painful saying goodbye to some of our friends. But I'm also a firm believer that those who are destined to stay or remain in your life will. So distance would affect, and distance does matter, but it will not be the deal breaker. So yeah,
I agree. I really do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think,
of course you do. You were about to go back. Hello. you know how sad I'll be.
I know. I said goodbye to you already, and I even bought like, you know, gifts and everything, and I had like, I was gonna have a card ready for her already, but I'm glad that didn't happen, because this podcast would not be possible if I went back to China, right? So
Everything happened for good.
Everything happened for good reasons. So I think just like a little touch up on like what I mentioned, one of the major reasons that happened, it kind of relates to what we were talking about earlier, the whole you know, ethnicity discrimination towards Asian. So this happened, I bet there were like a lot of unpleasant experiences when we did that, but yeah. I feel like
It was a sensitive period at that time.
Yeah, it was a very sensitive period. But and there were like things, bad things that happened with my roommates and stuff. But I feel like ultimately this, you know, this would. So besides all those, you know, emotional things, I bet you're also curious about how the whole system works in the UK in terms of our school system. So there are a lot of changes happen to our studies, but they're mostly for undergrad students or other, you know, schools. But for us, there are not a lot of changes that really do affect us, since me and Shane both have very paper heavy course modules this semester. So we have lots of papers to write. And and also at the same time, just like a tip and also like a reminder for all of you guys who are studying abroad currently, is ask for help, you know, because there are a lot of good support, you know, in school right now, but it's just online. And also ask your professor for extension if you're really emotionally impacted by this whole situation. And it's totally okay. They're super nice, especially in this testing time. So ask for help and extension. But don't use that as excuses to like avoid doing work. Use that as a valid, you know, point, and actually be productive, which is the next thing we're going to talk about.
Yes. So, you know, now we are on a lockdown and isolation, and so we have more time than usual to be indoors. So I guess we're going to share a bit about how do we stay productive throughout this period. And it's funny how I'm suggesting this, because I've got to be really honest that sometimes I do not follow this, and this is a reminder to myself as well. And it's definitely easier said than done. So what I do is I try to have like a schedule and plan out my day. So imagine it like how you would go through your normal routines if lockdown didn't happen. Mm-hmm. So especially a sleeping pattern, like Lou would know, because I have very bad sleeping patterns.
Yeah, she does.
So now that we are indoors most of the time, so it's very easy for us to forget the time of the day, especially when you're caught up with like speaking to your friends or just watching like your favorite series. So notice how I didn't say work, because of course we take a lot of breaks when we work, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when you use our brains a lot. So it's when you do like a calling or like when you do entertaining stuff that you forget, like, you know, time passes really quickly. So yes, do a to-do list as well. I guess having a to-do list helps a lot. Do it either first thing in the morning when you wake up or the night before, because there's only so much that our brain can remember. Mm-hmm. So just do write it down, so the next day you know that all these are the things that you need to achieve. And, you know, just ticking that off will make you feel very accomplished. Mm-hmm. Even if it's as small as like, you know, doing a laundry or just like, oh yes, I need to clean my table, that kind of thing. So even small things, just write it down. Yeah. So yes, another very important thing that I'm very guilty of is also to schedule an activity to move. So to try to stay healthy and like active, to move your body a little bit more, because I'm very guilty of this sedentary lifestyle, especially these past 2 weeks. Because to be honest, the only workout I actually do is a 50-meter walk to the fridge to get food, or, you know, to use the toilet. So try to do that, like, you know, try to move your body and like, you know, try to stay active, like try to find things that work for you, activities.
Yeah, I agree. It's very hard. And I feel like, Xinhui, don't, like, this is advice for you too. Please don't, you know, please do acknowledge it's a very testing time, and don't be too harsh on yourself. Okay. It's a time for you to like love yourself and like spare yourself with more love, you know, shower yourself with love. And cares. So I think this is interesting, because I'm definitely the person who always try to be productive. So I end up learning all those techniques, and I'm just trying really hard, and it's not really
helpful. She's a guru in productivity. I'm not even joking.
Okay, so here's all the helpful tips. You know, so apps that can help with productivity. The apps that I can kind of currently using are Forest and Self Control for your laptop. Self Control helps you to block all the websites, so you can't access it for like a good period. So I set it for 24 hours, so I can't access those apps and those websites for 24 hours. So you bet that I have Netflix and YouTube on this blocking list because they're evil.
24 hours know? Is very impressive, I gotta
say. In this time, right? Yeah, you gotta use that self-control, right? And forest is helpful because I love trees and I love plants, and I've been obsessed with, you know, getting all the coins so I can buy the new updated trees. And
it's she like, gets really crazy with this. I just have to mind you that.
I do, and yeah, it's crazy. And then it helps you to block all the apps because you gotta come back to the app and stay on the app or the tree's gonna die. So you don't want the tree to die, so you stay on the app, right? And some of the self-care apps, because I feel like are helpful to be more productive, to help you to be more productive. So a thing that I start doing is called One Day Journal. So you can upload a picture and you can write about something. And for the day, just journal down. I feel like journaling down your thoughts in the early morning when you wake up, or like at night with your phone, can be very easy and can be very good to clear your mind. And another thing is Headspace has their free courses online. So if you download the app, you will be able to access some free meditation courses. And the more meditation you do could help enhance your productivity. And then another thing is called WeBolt. It's some app that I just recently discovered. It's actually an artificial intelligence, like mental support app. So it's like a robot and it has conversation with you so it can chat with you. So it's quite good because you can definitely like talk about
it. Is it like problems. Alexa or Siri?
No, it's not. Like, you have to type the conversation. So it's quite interesting because it will remind you to have conversation with him.
Really?
You never know. Yeah, you should check it out, download it. And you know, it's very brief. It's like 5 minutes talk every day.
Well, but isn't it quite sad? Like, because I mean, I do have real friends that I'm guilty of not speaking to. So,
no, but it's more like a help you with dealing with mental problems, but also not really mental problems. But I'm just saying that, like, dealing with mental uncertainties, especially, you know, all those low times that we have, and it will help you to like kind of teach you some methods to boost up your mood and stuff. So that's something that's helpful from this app. And another thing that I find helpful is have a designated workplace and study place. I know it's hard. I know you probably have a small room or something like that, because I do have a small room. And another thing that I find that has been helpful to, you know, get me out of the bed and stay away from the bed is to make your bed in the morning, the first thing in the morning. So that way you can, you are like, okay, oh my goodness, I have my bed made. I'm not going to be able to go back to, I don't want to destroy that because it's
that, yeah.
So yeah, do that. And then have your desk just designated for working and no other distractions. And that will help you to, you know, boost up your productivity. And the last tip, like Xinwei mentioned earlier, is take necessary little breaks. You know, really do, please do, because it will really help you with your productivity. And good music playlist also can help you relax or, you know, with your productivity. Highly recommend is some YouTube channel and playlist. It's called Chill Cow. It's a lo-fi music. I really been digging it. It's really good. Or soft K-pop instrumental ones that are available as well. And you know, Spotify's work from home playlist is quite well as well. So
so I guess another thing that we need to talk about is how to keep ourselves happy aside from being productive. So fun fact, I actually, aside from work and the more serious stuff that I do, I actually spend quite a lot of time on horoscope. I know, do not judge me for that, but it's just my way of relaxing because while doing that, I would try to understand if whatever I see on Insta, like, you know, those horoscope daily or whatever prediction done on YouTube are accurate. So, but a word of caution though, to those who are interested in horoscope, like, it's very easy to get caught into the realm of it, because especially when you always look forward to the next reading, because some YouTubers actually do a daily reading. So you look forward to it and it's like, you get so drawn and it's like, oh, I can't wait to see what he or she has to say about today. And do not just build your day around whatever he or she said, because sometimes the messages are just not positive, and it's not a reflection of you in real life, because that message is not meant for you. It resonates with other people, but it's not for you. Mm-hmm. So in times like this, especially that we do not want to overwhelm ourselves with negative emotion, so because it will just lead you to like overthink or like overanalyze the nitty-gritty. So I personally do like a read up or like do a horoscope for leisure and to discover for fun, for me just to understand people differently. Because like today I just asked like Lu, hey, how, like if this person texts you like you're beautiful and you're a Scorpio, so how would you respond? And so she's typically not a typical Scorpion that I
I'm
found
not.
Out.
So, yes. I'm not a typical Scorpio. No, I'm not. Yeah.
So that's just something I do for fun at the side. But I know Lu, you have like different interests, right?
Yeah, I do. And the first thing that I gotta say, was what helped me, you know, keep me happy, not busy, you know. It's actually doing the opposite of busy for me, because she knows that I went on like a social media cleanse because I want to block myself from all those noises and all those things about COVID-19, because they give me so much anxiety. And but now it's upgraded to an app limit time that you can do. I have an Apple phone, so I can do that. iPhone. So I've been using like app limits for my social media accounts, like Instagram and other social media accounts, and I use like 30 minutes or like hour, depends on, you know. And another thing is I bought ukulele. She knows, because I have been playing some tunes for her. I've been start singing, because I love singing, and that really helps me to, you know, make me happy and busy as well. And another thing is that you can watch shows that you really enjoy. I know it's like, you know, yes, this is a good time to work, to like, you know, really enrich yourself, enrich your knowledge, and, you know, study. No, take some time off, you know, like do something that makes you also busy and happy, which is watching shows. And some good shows to recommend on Netflix currently, or other
platforms. Not sponsored.
Yeah, not sponsored, but it just, I have my love for, you know, Netflix. I have to like use self-control app to block it, right? It's The Money Heist, because it's being really, really, really good. And don't binge watch it, because it has like, I think, 4 seasons, and each episode is like 1 hour. It's like a lot of time.
It's,
you don't want to
do
that.
I do actually have friends who finish like the whole like season in 2 days, like nonstop. That's quite crazy.
That's crazy. I don't recommend that. Not good for your immune system. You need to sleep, okay? And just watch it as a break. And then another show that I would recommend is Chef's Table, because that's my favorite show out of all Netflix. Because
I'm so good. Yep, I agree.
So good. And Modern Families, because, you know, they finished, and, you know, their episodes on Netflix, you can check it out. And some good Korean drama, if you're a Korean drama girl, aka me. I'm not sure about Shane, because Korean drama too much. So the new Korean drama, Hey Bye Mama, really good one. My roommate recommended to me. Cried a lot. I cried every episode, because it's just so emotional. It's a little bit sad, but it's very sweet at the same time. And then, but if you want like a more uplifting, like a cutie, lovey, like romantic kind of show, you can go for Something in the Rain. It's like really cute. Because
this sounds like a song, actually, like Something
in the Rain. Yeah, Something in the Rain, right? But it's actually really cute, and I'll tell you more about it, Shane.
Yeah,
highly recommend if you are, you know, into some like lovey dovey, you know, the whole cute.
You want to feel loved.
Yeah, you want to feel loved. You know, imagine that you're
the girl
in the show, right? But no, another thing is, besides all those shows, a thing that I have been doing is investing time to like try some new recipes that I've never done before. And it's a really good time to enhance your cooking skills, if that's something that you want to pick up. Try something creative. I try everything. I like whatever is in my fridge that I can think it pair up well, I'll try it. It's not good. Dark recipe, but good try, right? And another thing that I think align with what Shane mentioned earlier is to be cautious. And protect yourself, but also go for walks sometimes around the neighborhood to get some fresh air in. That really help, you know, the walking really help you to be more happy. And And yes, like I mentioned earlier, meditation really helps. Okay, so meditation or a little bedtime music really helped me with my sleep and like with everything else, anxiety and stuff. And do exercise. Don't be lazy like me, because I haven't been exercising for like a long time. And she knows that I was a very fitness girl like before.
She used to go to gym every day.
Yeah, I used to go to gym every day, but now like I'm getting the COVID 20. Because you know like how freshman 15 and you get the COVID 20 now, right?
20
pounds, right? It's not good. So do some yoga and stretches. You know, you can do that at home. And finally, talk to your family. I know that, you know, it's not easy, because sometimes your family gonna like, you know, talk to you about bad stuff and make you not feel happy. But hey, most conversations can be really good, you know, just try to talk about happy stuff and share all those funny or happy moments that you realize, or like the bird that you saw from your window that day.
Or the new recipe that you tried, Lou.
Yes, or the new recipe. So, you know, do it while you're cooking or eating so you don't waste your study time.
Yeah.
Good tip. So.
Yep. So I guess like all our episodes, so we're just going to give some useful, or if it's useful for you, some takeaway tips. So I guess for this episode, my whole conclusion would just be stay home and look after your soul, mind, and body. Yes, that order is very important, because you have to take care of your soul first, and with the right mindset, then your body will follow. Yeah.
Like if you crave that cheesecake, eat it. Because oh, Xing always says so.
quote me, Xing 2020.
Xing 2020, eat that cheesecake.
Eat that cake.
So yeah, I think for me, the overall conclusion wrap up is takeaway tips are actually, if you do have masks, please do wear it. And if you have the chance to create one, just, you know, create for yourself when you go to grocery shops. And like Xing said, stay home, please stay home. You know, you're protecting yourself, you're protecting other people, and you're, you know, helping with the, you know, whatever health system that you're in. So for us, it's in NHS, and to release some stress from them. So it's a good time to also develop some hobbies, like I mentioned earlier, and skills that you've always wanted to do. There's no excuse now, since you do have lots of time, if you manage it well with our tips mentioned.
Tips, earlier. Yeah.
But also just, you know, most importantly, be much nicer and kinder to yourself at this time. And also everyone that you encounter. It's a challenging time, and we're human, and we need to spread more love and help each other to be able to go through this. And we're all in this together. We really do.
Yes. Toast to the days.
Toast to the days. Yes. We'll remember this over. So
yes, we will.
Well, we just want to thank you for listening to us for this episode. And we hope you guys and your families are doing well and staying safe and healthy. Like we've always mentioned in this podcast, if you really like us, please follow us and please share with your friends. We really love that. And do you want to end this episode? Yeah. Xing, mm-hmm. Do you want to end this episode with our catchphrase?
Stay safe, stay healthy.
You're right. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you next episode.
Bye.